you cannot so much as move without God's providence, without God's involvement.
Notice it talks about the power of God, the Almighty, everywhere present power of God.
And in the Hebrew, the word for power, one of them is the word hand.
And that shows up again and again in this question and answers, Lord's Day number 10.
Does God have a hand?
The answer is no. God is a spirit. But the understanding of the abilities to do things with our hands is available to God without the use of a hand. It's invisible. Do we believe that He upholds heaven and earth with all creatures? Is He involved? There was a song many years ago that was popular. God is watching from a distance, is the way that the song, the chorus of the song. Is that true? God is off there in the distance and He's watching us and seeing what we're going to do and then responds when we do things. No. God ordained whatsoever comes to pass. He governs. He governs when we have an ice storm. He governs when we have 110 degree heat in the summer. What, do we get to 110? Sometimes we do. That's according to His will. Do we believe it? Does He bring grass? Does He bring rain? Why is it we pray for rain? Because He's the one that ordains it. He's the one that controls the rain or drought. The fruitful or barren years, meat or drink, health or sickness, riches or poverty, all things come not by chance. If you want to aggravate me, talk about luck, right? Is anybody lucky? Right? No. All things come not by luck, by chance, but by His fatherly hand. Now, is that beneficial to know that? That God's in control? Does it bring comfort to you? Well, it should. Nothing can touch me without my Father's will. For my good. Even the negative, right? Well, so, when I'm in adversity, the Hebrew word is ra'ah. When I'm dealing with evil, I can be patient. Why? Because God's there. God's working this together for good. I don't know. I don't understand. On the other hand, when I'm blessed and I'm prospering, I acknowledge that it's not comes from me. Though I work, yet it comes from God. And so what do? When I'm blessed, I say, thank you. Thank you, God. What about the future? If the Lord wills, we're going to go do this and that. Isn't that what should be in our language, right? Oh, I'm going to go do this in the summer. DV. Anybody ever seen that? Someone sign DV? You know what that means for those Latin scholars among you? D, Domine, or the Lord. Vitae wills. If the Lord wills, we go do this and go do that. I have confidence, good confidence, that God, my faithful God and Father, that nothing can separate us from His love. Where's that in the Bible? Is there any place in the Bible where it says that? Nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8. That without His will, they cannot so much as move. Coming back to that. That strikes me all. Birds flying. Why? Because God wills it. Cattle living. Why? God wills it. You're here. Why? Because God wills it. Amen? Amen.